Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Of course, today's date is December the 3rd, 2020, as we're closing out this year strong, ladies and gentlemen, and this month in our growth series as we close out the month of December and getting ready to start in the new year 2021. I am super excited to be sharing and closing out some good information with you all with tools and tips to help you build your business in the area where you do business, and basically just giving you tools and tips and basically how to close the year out strong. And what are we doing, ladies and gentlemen, this year to keep up with our consistent goals that we've had each and every week, each and every month? And what do we do? How are you looking this year, 2020? I know it's been a rocky year for everybody across the board when it comes to the pandemic, but how have you adjusted? How have you been able to navigate through the storms and through the trial and trouble sometimes, financially speaking, in your business, and as well as personally in your personal life? What are you doing to stay fit, healthy, all of these different things to keep your distance and making sure that you're doing everything consciously to live the life that you want to live? And so with that, we want to be sharing some great ideas and some tips. And everyone who's been tuning into my show each and every time, I'm super excited. Thank you all for everybody who's tuned into GTE Professional Radio. As I've been doing this show now, I'm going on 13 years, and in accounting, we have really been able to assist thousands of business owners, entrepreneurs, and my target market in my business at Global Touch Enterprise is for startups. We do web design and marketing, and we also have business opportunities that we share with people who want to start and build their own business. We have a lot of industries that we've tapped into at Global Touch Enterprise to help others generate additional revenue for themselves, whether they want to do it part-time or full-time. You still have an opportunity to work from home, build your business, and grow exponentially. By helping others, it's a PHP effect, people helping people type business, where we're helping more across the country and around the world to basically build a solid network. And this is what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Today, as the trends have changed, as times have changed, as we have now in front of our eyes, have now seen a shift in things that's going on. And so we have a lot of new industries, a lot of different industries in the tech, especially in the tech world, that we have now have our hands on that we can participate in to generate some additional revenue. Not only working for anyone else, but working for yourself is going to be key. As I've now seen in web design and marketing, how I've been able to design and build websites for a lot of startup companies across the country and as well as around the world, now that everybody's looking to have their own thing and build their own business. Why? Because corporate America has really shown us exactly what it's all about. And now that most of them have their employees and working from home, as well as in the telecommunications industry, you have the medical field, you have a lot of different industries now basically have a majority of the people working from home and also making sure that they're tapped in to what's happening in corporate America. So you want to make sure you are part of it. And if you're not a part of it, I know a lot of people have been laid off. A lot of unemployment people, money has run out on most folks. But there are still opportunities for you to grow. There are still opportunities for you to live your dreams. And there are still opportunities to be financially free. And if you understand that, ladies and gentlemen, you can make a great opportunity work for you if you seize it. But again, you have to be the one to determine, are you willing to do the work? Are you willing to do what it takes to get to the next level in your life and change some things within your life that's going to help you get to where you want to go? Well, there's 10 things, ladies and gentlemen, to help you finish the year strong. And I'm going to go over these 10 things. And, of course, in small business careers and life, we are marathoners, not sprinters. Big difference in each process and commitment. Most long-distance runners pace themselves and know that it is the second half of the race that allows them to finish strong. They know how to conserve energy, deal with lows, and not get too hot, which are all important cycles that they must learn to go through. Sprinters train for a quick, short burst of energy. Preparing for a marathon, ladies and gentlemen, as a runner is a similar process as preparing for a long, successful career. Longevity takes a strong foundation, flexibility, and willingness to change. Nothing runs perfect, and many times these pesky interruptions or dips we experience show us things we need to adjust, tweak, and move on from. And so when you think about what I'm sharing with you right now, ladies and gentlemen, I find that I review and refine as I get along, and the more things go the smoothest, one of the worst habits people get into is not regularly reviewing and refining their process, procedures, and results. And so what happens when that happens, we tend to look at it as it's going to be consistent. And when it doesn't be consistent, that's when things happen and we kind of falter a little bit and we wonder why, what's going on. Well, how willing are you to evaluate what's really going on and making changes to finish the year strong and set yourself up to launch into the new year with clarity and momentum? Willingness is the key, though, ladies and gentlemen. Yet elusive for many, though. And unfortunately, we can never get lazy for too long. Things change quickly today, now than ever, as can pass us by, and then basically we can become obsolete rather quickly, and it's easier to stay up to date than it is to catch up. You don't want to play catch up. You want to always be relevant. You always want to be up to date. You always want to be in the now. You don't want to be looking around, trying to find out what's happening right now, what's going on. By that time, it's too late. That's why running a marathon gives it better than being a sprinter. If you want to run, you want to have longevity, you want to run a marathon. So how do you finish the year strong? Number one, regularly review your process and procedures. Make sure everything is working smoothly, properly, and that communication and activities are getting the results and outcome that you're expecting. Now, this can include your phone system, your voicemail messages, your website contacts, me forms, social media activity, or link back to your website. And again, as a web designer, you want to make sure your website is interactive. You also want to make sure that you have a snippet of the products and services that you're providing in the marketplace, in the promotions that you're running. You want to make sure that all of these are working consistently and that you're getting some feedback from what you're doing online. Additionally, though, simplify the streamline how people can find and communicate with you. Less is more. Check and update all the information on your website, the social media platforms you use, and sites you contribute content to, and bios you have on them. And making sure that your detail and consistent content must be consistent. That's how you know you're going to be on the run to finish out the year strong. Number two, know your financials. It doesn't matter how big or small your business is. The question is, are you making money or is it costing you more to be in business than it should? Don't ignore knowing your numbers and what your cost of doing business is, because if you do, you wind up running into a wall and now you're short-terming and now you don't have the revenue stream to continue functioning the way you need to function. So if you think about it, your cash flow, you want to make sure you understand this. Here are some numbers that you should know and review. Cash flow, net income, profit and loss, sales price point, gross margins, and total inventory. If you have this listed correctly and you review this, then you should know exactly where you are in business. But to finish the year strong, get some financial help through your bank, credit union, investment advisors, or business consultants. They are very happy to help you. Of course, they're going to charge you, but you still need to get some insight as to your business, the vital signs of a healthy business, if your business is healthy or not, if it's growing or not, if you're getting the return that you're looking to get. Number three, think more creatively. What can you do to shake things up and get people to act, pay attention, or increase their interest in you and your business? Okay? That is one of the things you have to consistently think about. But being consistent in messaging, content, and strategy is essential. But adding a creative twist can perk it up people's attention. They also consider partnering with other businesses and outages, short-term offers that you might want to have on promotional-wise if you're doing the 5 P's of marketing, and a compelling action video, adding a hot item, trending strong, or offering a high-value promotion. Check out these creative ways, though, to expand your business because, again, the 5 P's of marketing is all about people, product, price, place, and promotion. And so when you think about that, you want to be creative in your approach in reaching out, whether you want to throw a video in there, whether you want to put some ads and some basically regulatory updates and how much promotions you save up to 75%, or whatever you want to throw in there. You want to make it kind of promotional or entertaining or lifelike so people can take attraction to that level. So that's how you want to be able to do that on that scale. Number four, add value rather than discounts. Discounting our products and services may seem like a good incentive, but in the end, it usually ends up devaluing your business. Creating sale incentives to move or close out goods and services from a prior year or that are no longer being offered is smart business, but better to add value than to discount. What can you add to the sales process that adds a tangible value to what you do and offer? Partner with other businesses to offer those incentives such as gift cards, movie tickets, attraction tickets, events, and entertainment offers. Entertainment consumption is very hot this year. People are spending money on fun and entertainment. Why? Because it is darn pandemic. That's why they're doing that. So you want to make sure you have some incentives on that level When they purchase this item, they get this in addition to. You're not devaluating, you're not discounting, you're not devaluing the value of what you have to offer of your particular product that you're providing in the marketplace. Number five, change a few habits. To finish the year strong, make a few strategic key changes in some of the habits, approaches, and attitudes that you know are holding you back. And you want to make sure you do that, ladies and gentlemen. Be proactive and willing, lazy. Please don't be lazy in well-doing, as the good book says. Be not lazy in well-doing, but you will reap if you think not. Huh? Changing a few bad habits can make a huge difference in the outcome of things. Look at time management, organizational skills, commitment, consistency, flexibility, resilience, and see where improvements can be implemented and make them. That's all. Just make them. Be early, stay late, volunteer, try a new approach, speak out, listen more, join, compliment others. These things will be improving you and your outlook and image and efforts that you're doing on a regular daily basis. So you want to make sure you do that. Number six, set realistic and achievable goals. Oh, please do this. Nothing is worse, really, than setting unrealistic goals and expectations where you know in your heart of hearts that they're too lofty. I know that sounds good, but are they really achievable? Can you reach that goal? Can you reach that mark? And how far do you get from point A to point B? It's like connecting the dots. If you made it from point A to point B, point C ain't that far away. But if you're from point B trying to get to Z, you might be wanting to look at that a little bit better. Because you know it's 26 letters in the alphabet. And you're only on point B, and you're trying to get to Z, okay? How far will it take you to get there? How long? What's the distance? Are we still doing a marathon, or are we trying to sprint? That's totally up to you. But be more realistic, ladies and gentlemen. Don't falsify. Don't throw out there unrealistic goals for yourself and for your life and for your family. And for the people who are following you, if you're building an organization and if you're in network marketing, you don't want to do that. Unrealistic goals for your team. You want to make sure everybody can do the same thing. Each one teach one. And again, it's a teamwork. Together, everyone achieves more. And it's a people helping people business. We want to reach out and help others as we help ourselves. So please use realistic. Number seven. Use your mentors and support team. Now, we succeed together, not solo. The most successful people I know have an active, diverse, accessible support team and select mentors that they tap into that and rely on. This builds on our sense of community, of belonging, and our sense of services to others. The more we show we belong to our community, professional and in the industry, the more we will be included, and the more we'll have success. Developing a sense of inclusion goes a long way. In today's business world, our goal as professionals is to help others succeed, bottom line, which makes us succeed, give first to the right people, and watch what happens. And let me share this with you. You help enough people get what they want, you're automatically going to get what you want. But you got to help enough people, the right people. Prove and increase your digital footprint. How relevant, current, and active we are in the technology, products, media, and platforms that are standard is how we will be assessed. Whatever those standards are will allow you entry into spheres of influence no matter what you do. Engage, show up, contribute, respond, and be a part of where people gather and populate online and in person. Leadership is about contribution and sharing your voice. use your experience and wisdom to educate and inspire. On the internet, a digital footprint is the word used to describe the trail trace of footprints that people leave online. Are you leaving your footprint? Google yourself and you can see. Please do that. So improve and increase your digital footprint. Number 9, show gratitude in heart. Nothing makes a bigger impact or is more memorable than a person's authenticity. But who do you say you are and always lead with your best qualities, ideas, actions, and thoughts? Get to know what your best assets are and use them for the greater good. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, when you touch people with kindness, caring, and help, we are doing our best and fulfilling our greatest purpose. Gratitude is an action word. Every day we have unlimited possibility to serve and do good. That's what you want to do. Number 10, the last but not least, on basically how to close out the year strong, is commit to your health, fitness, and well-being. Without our mental, emotional, and spiritual health and well-being, we will never live up to our God-given potential. The best personal commitment we can make to ourselves is to be the healthiest we can be each, healthiest we can be each day. But let me share something with you. Success and well-being are great partners and creates a state of mind that helps us through the most challenging times, change, and transition. When you think about it, if you're not committed to your health, fitness, or well-being, then how can you help others when you're not well? It's going to be kind of impossible to reach the people you want to reach and teach if you're sick, if you're not in the mood, if you're not feeling well, and if you're in a bad disposition, you're not going to be effective in your approach. But there is a euphoric feeling when a marathoner gets into the running groove in the second half of the race and pushes through the walls to cross the finish line. Remember, in small business, careers, and life, we are training like a marathoner, not a sprinter. We cross many finish lines, but never really finish the race. Best to keep training. It keeps us stronger and more alert. I'm going to say that again. We cross many finish lines, but never really finish the race. Best to keep training. It keeps us stronger and more alert. You see what I'm saying? So this is what I'm saying. We're marathoners. We'll never complete and finish the race. We'll cross the finish line many times, but we never really finish the race. That's why we have to keep training. It keeps us stronger and more alert. Wow, I just finished this. Wow. But now we got to go to the next one. Wow, I just finished this. Well, now we got to go to the next one. You see what I'm saying? So this is why it's important, ladies and gentlemen, for you to close the year out strong with the 10 steps that I just went over with you, 10 things to help you finish your year strong, and making sure that you follow this to the letter. Number 1, regularly review your process and procedure. Number 2, know your financials. Number 3, think more creatively. Number 4, add value rather than discount. Number 5, change a few habits. Number 6, set realistic and achievable goals. Number 7, use your mentors and support team. Number 8, improve and increase your digital footprint. Number 9, show gratitude in heart. And last but not least, number 10, commit to your health, fitness, and well-being. And now, ladies and gentlemen, now you can complete and finish the year strong knowing this and implementing this into your business repertoire on a regular, consistent, daily basis. Meditate. Take time out. Review. Repeat. And try and do it again. And so the more we do this repetitionally, ladies and gentlemen, the better we are, the stronger we are, and we'll be able to be successful in any endeavor we take on, no matter what it is. And that's what you want to hit. Yes, and like I said, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson. And again, we're getting ready to close it down and shut it down. But I want to thank each and everyone who's tuned in for this edition. And we're next week, as we go through the month of December for our growth series, as we close it out, we're going to be talking about a lot of good topics and tips that's going to help you. And we'll have a couple of special guests on our show to also implement and share what they've learned and what they've done during this pandemic time this year, 2020. And what's their outlook for 2021? What is your outlook for 2021? What are you looking to complete and start when the new year hits? Are you going to hit the ground running, or are you going to be staggering in your approach? That's the key, ladies and gentlemen. Are you going to stay fit? Are you going to stay firm? And are you going to hit the ground running the way you should? That's going to be the lesson and the test right there. But I just want to thank you all for this edition of tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, if you guys have any questions, you can always go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. And again, I want to thank each and everybody on the team. What we're doing now, as we have a new rideshare company, I'm going to make this announcement, a new rideshare company in Houston, Texas, that we launched April 1st called Vibe Rides. And we're looking for drivers in Houston, Dallas, and San Antonio. We just opened up in, we're also in Florida, in the state of Florida. We're in Orlando, Miami, Tampa, Fort Lauderdale. And basically, we opened up in West Palm Beach, Boca Raton, and also in Jupiter, Florida. And we're also now opened up in Atlanta, Georgia, which I'm happy about. And Chicago will be next, as well as Phoenix, Arizona. So, again, we're going to be tapping in, hashtag choose your vibe. You can download the app if you have an Android phone. It's on the App Store. If you have an Android phone, it's on the Google Play Store. If you have an iPhone, it's on the App Store. Just go ahead and download the Vibe Rides Driver app. And for riders, we have incentives for riders, too. If you want to download the app for riders as well to be a rider. And we're also giving perks for riders, believe it or not, where the riders can basically get incentives so that way they can basically continue to utilize the services and also get reward points and as well as vacation packages and everything else. So I'm really excited about this opportunity with Vibe Rides. We're the drive share company, hashtag choose your vibe. And basically, you can check it out on the website at www.viberides.com to learn more. And you can get in contact with me to get started. I know, so you can get started on that. And you can just send me an email at edward@globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, my name is edward@globaltouchenterprise.net. And I want to thank you all for this edition of GT Professional Network Radio. And again, keep building the faith, ladies and gentlemen, and keep building the dreams.